students, professors, and members of the community, including some Tibetans, attended the two panels on peace at SU. WRVO's Dory Lawrence has more.
Students lined up hours before the doors opened to ensure a good seat during the panels for the Dalai Lama, as security buzzers chirped in the background.
I just think he represents, like, hope for so many people.
That's Tara Wyant, a junior at SU. Her father left Tibet many years ago, but she still feels a connection to the Dalai Lama.
How do you stop peace? And, you know, that's such a big question. And how can someone just answer that very, you know, in a one way? But I think that, you know, you have to find it within yourself.
I have a whole notebook full of notes that I took.
Christine Allen is an adjunct professor of psychology at SU. She says the Dalai Lama's message of keeping a peace of mind stood out to her.
Because it's about how you can make a difference. People get very hopeless when they see all the pain in the world, but they don't know what they can do. But this is a very practical thing that everybody can do differently.
In Syracuse, I'm Dury Lawrence, WRVO News.